All right, once again, live stream. New live streams regarding key Bible verses. Today is the 27th of March. It's a Wednesday, and we are also transforming these into podcasts. So we're kind of excited about that a little bit, because we're reaching different parts of the world with the message. And so we're coming live once again from Oshawa, Durham region, Ontario, Southern Ontario. That's the province. And we have Canada as the nation and North America as the continent. And today we are promoting, we're always promoting cups. I'm having these new cups made, these mugs, from a friend's daughter. And she's actually a school teacher, but she got into making mugs. Well, yeah, making mug, different things like that. So I've got her making mugs. So today we're promoting Pakistan. Pakistan, isn't that a nice mug? Isn't that a nice mug? And now you got the wavy flag on the other side. Isn't that nice? That's beautiful. All right. And let's get rid of this here. So let's move on here. Let's get into the teaching. Let's have our Bibles with us. We have our Bibles. And we were going to do a teaching on Hebrews 11:3. That's probably going to be more than one part, the way I am. But today we are, this is part 3 of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 12. So let's get into it. And, you know, I was planning on moving on. And I was just sitting there the other day, listening to the Word with the headphones while I was eating. I started my fast yesterday. So today's my second day. I'm going to move this a little closer. Maybe a little bit closer. Yeah, maybe a little bit. And I just started getting all these ideas for Revelations 20:12. So I know the Lord was giving me these ideas. So let's go with it. Let's go with it. So I made much about atheists, right? The word atheist, or atheist, but the word atheist, which is found in Hebrew, Ephesians 2:12, translated without God, most translations, in the last two teachings regarding the dead, those who are dead spiritually, which is found in the actual verse, verse 12 of Revelations 20, but it's also, it's referring back to what it says in Ephesians 2:1, regarding being dead in our trespasses, spiritually dead, who are going to be standing before God, meaning those who outrightly do not believe in God. Yes, I've already touched on that. Those who say God don't exist, this is ridiculous. They believe in the Big Bang. They believe in, you know, they don't believe in creationism. But like I said before, a true atheist is someone who is not born again. Who's not been regenerated in their spirit, which would include, this is what was coming to me, include Mormons, JWs, Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslims, New Agers. Anybody who's not born again is going to be standing on that day before God to be judged. All of these dead to God in their spirit. Because that's what God looks at first. He looks at the spirit of man. That's the part of man that was created in God's image. Cults, religions of all kinds, they're all going to be there if they don't get born again before. They all believe, right? Religions, those who are religious, those who are spiritual, they all believe. Yeah, they believe. Even an atheist believes. He believes that God doesn't exist. They all believe in some form of God or deity. They do, not the atheists, but those who are religion, cults, you know, they all have, they worship a god, a deity. And part of being judged by and for their works will include that they believed. Yes, that's part of your works, since believing is a work, as in something you do. Believing is an action. It's a verb. All right? So what about those who believe in another Jesus, another gospel? They're going to be there too. What about the Book of Mormon? Yeah. And the Jehovah's Witnesses translation, which is the New World Translation of Holy Scriptures. Or what about the Quran, those who believe in the Quran? Right? Yeah. And those who say that the Holy Bible is corrupt. Wow. Yeah, they're all going to be there on that day. They're all in that verse, verse 12. The dead. Anyone who has not experienced a new birth and who does not have the new nature with the indwelling spirit are all part of the dead. They're all part of that. They're in there. All right? That little word dead it takes into consideration a lot of people. There's a real misconception when it comes to what and who is an atheist. And that's because we don't understand the Word of God and what He has to say about it. Yeah, especially when that word atheist is found in the New Testament Greek. And you really cannot teach on atheism apart from those who are spiritually dead. That's right. In context with spirit, soul, and body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Anyone who is void of the image of God, anyone, I don't care who you are, you can be the Pope or one of the Popes. Anyone who is void of the image of God in their spirit is spiritually dead. All right? Anyone who is still born of corruptible seed is an atheist. All right? You've got corruption in your seed. You've got corruption in your spirit. Anyone still in union with the first Adam via the sin and death nature is an atheist. He's dead in his trespasses. Anyone who's not a new creation in their union with Christ, in Christ, is an atheist and spiritually dead in their sin and trespasses. All right? We have many who are spiritual. Oh my goodness, that's the spirituality has been around for many years, but it's really taken root in even churches, spirituality. And I don't have time to get into that. These are things we're going to look into down the road. I've got books on this stuff, and it's scary. It's scary. It's not good. Like New Agers, New Age, meditation, all these. You know, all this stuff, yoga, all this stuff, it's seeped into the church. Yet they are dead spiritually regarding their unregenerated spirit. Anyone who is not in union or one with Christ with the new nature will be standing before God in this great white throne judgment and not the judgment seat of Christ. All right? Because those are the two final judgments. In Ephesians 2:12, this Greek word atheos, which we get our English atheist, is Strong's number 112, used only once in the New Testament. I thought I was going to find it in different places, but it's only used once. Or it's probably used in compound words, but it's used once by itself. Which really surprised me. And J.P. Green's, he's got a good translate, Greek text, J.P. Green, it's the Received text, I believe. It translated as godless in the Greek. In his Greek text, he's got godless underneath the word atheos, or without God. So they're synonymous. Without God means you're godless. Less God. And those who are godless are without God, they're atheists. And all of this in conjunction with the word dead in Revelations 20:12. The godless are dead spiritually. The spiritually dead are godless. The dead that are going to stand before God they're godless, or they were godless, and they're still godless. But they're going to stand before God to be judged by God, to be judged by their works in those books. And also in conjunction with Ephesians 2:1, dead in their trespasses. Yeah. Once you're born again, you're no longer dead in your trespasses. You've been made alive, even though they've been made alive positionally at the cross. So for Strong's number 112, Zodiades, great Greek scholar. I've promoted his works, his book, on other videos before, live streams. He's got godless as a definition for the word atheos, but he's also got destitute of God. Wow. To be destitute of God, to be destitute of something, to be void of something. He says the words without God doesn't really convey the true meaning of this word, atheos. Right. So first and foremost, God looks at the human spirit and not the human soul. That's what he looks at first and foremost. That's what he looks at, because that's the part that God created in his own image, because we're spirit beings. The real me is not what you see. This is just my human body, my earth suit. And then what I'm speaking, the part of me that's speaking, yeah, through my vocal cords, all that, but it's my soul. All right? The human soul is, in many instances, is full of spirituality or religion, which does not contribute and contributes nothing towards your salvation. Yet it can begin in the soul and mind with the right knowledge of the need of salvation. Yes. When you hear the gospel, well, what part of you hears it? Your ears, yeah. But what part? It's your mind. It's your soul. The context of Ephesians 2:12, right, with the word atheos, has to do with Gentiles. Gentiles. Read it. Gentiles, which has to do with anyone who is not a Jew, even though the Jew needs salvation, which is also very clear in that context, as well as other places throughout the New Testament. But Gentiles. So even those who claim to be born again, like the New Agers, they use that term, born again. They actually use it. Yeah. Who use this term, it has to be according to what the New Testament has to teach about the need to be born again, which includes being born from above, born of the Spirit, regenerated, all these different things. Yeah, and they don't teach that. They can't. They're dead spiritually. They don't have the Holy Spirit. So, to be born again, to no longer be dead in your trespasses. That's the key. The Gentiles. What are the Gentiles? The Gentiles is anybody. I wasn't a Jew before I got born again. I wasn't a Jew. I was a Gentile. Anybody who's not born again is still a Gentile. They're still in union with the first Adam. All right? So we got to get that straight, and we got to teach it right. Because a lot of people out there, they don't consider themselves to be Gentiles. They consider themselves, they associate themselves with their religion, their beliefs, what they've been brought up with. All right? So anyhow, so this is going to be, I believe this is going to be the last part of this Revelations 20:12. We're going to move on to Hebrews 11:3. It's going to be next week though. So we're doing an English, and I'm doing a French one. So I'm doing two videos, two live streams per week right now, because I'm spending time, more time in prayer, different things like that, believing, building my faith. So anyhow, thank you for your time, and share these messages. And so I encourage everyone to learn what it takes to walk in the fullness of your sonship by walking in the fullness of the grace of God and of the faith of God, because it is only faith that will access the grace of God, what he's already done for you, what he's already given you positionally, but freely at the cross, as well as back in the garden. Shalom and amen.